Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. Thank you so much for joining me today. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, the Happy Hour is solely dedicated to talking about positive things going on in our community, all the goodness in our society, the things that we don't necessarily hear about on a regular daily basis. So with me, every Saturday at 3 o'clock, I only talk about that. You may recognize my voice from a few other shows. This show ain't like them other shows, okay? We only talking about good things here. So if you call me talking that, I already told you all from the beginning, from October. No, that was going on 2 years on there. From the first episode, I could tell you I could hang up on you. Because we only talking goodness, all right? We have too much negativity inside our everyday lives. And so this is the one time in your Saturday that I'm hoping that I am bringing you dedicated sunshine. With that being said, I have a series of guests today. And usually I would tell you all of the different events and activities, but I don't have the time for it today. But if you go onto our Facebook page, I share the WhatsApp channel that I post everything that I find. And so you can follow that channel so you can get access to all of the different activities, events, initiatives, scholarship opportunities as well. Whatever I think could benefit people, I put onto that WhatsApp channel. So just go on there, follow it, and then you'll get the same info as I do. We will continue our mental health segment next Saturday. We're going to have Joshua Cartwright coming on, I believe it's next Saturday. He is a high school guidance counselor, and he wants to talk to us more about what's happening with back to school. And on top of that, we are going to have, in about 2 weeks, I'm very excited about this, his name is Nathawa. He has passed BJC Spanish 2 years ahead of time. I am amazed at this young fellow. In the Guardian, so you can search him up, and we're going to host him on the show. But who we have in studio today, and I am so surprised she was already laughing. I love making people laugh, right? Who we have in the studio is somebody who has dedicated their life to giving back, not only in her personal life, but also her professional life, happening next month. And so when she whispered if she can come on, I'm like, definitely, we need to let people know what's going to happen, because our youth are not only our future, they're also our present. So joining me in studio, we have Ms. Lauren Ashley Hasty of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, and specifically from the Division of Youth. Welcome to the Happy Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I know that your day-to-day is filled with so much energy and so many things happening, but let's jump right into it. What's happening next month?
So if you do not know, next month is officially Youth Month. So we know a lot of other things are also happening in that month, like Cancer Awareness Month and some other things are happening. But October in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is dedicated as well as National Youth Month. So throughout that month, we do activities and events that highlight the young people in our nation. This is where, if you've heard of the National Youth Awards, the National Youth March, these are some of the very big events that happen during that month. And that month is dedicated to highlighting our young people. And the events are mostly free.
You know, we like that word on the show. Free and things being free. We love that. And these activities are happening throughout the entire month of October, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Folks can find out more about the different events from your Facebook page, I think it is. Where all can they find the details?
So you can follow us on the Division of Youth 242 on Facebook. We will be posting. So at this time, during the month of September, we are gearing up for Youth Month. So we will be dropping our new theme.
All right.
So that means a new logo unveiling.
Listen, so it's top secret. I was trying to get her to tell me what it is, right? And she's like, no, we have to wait until next month. We have to wait until it's unveiled.
So if you were around last year, our theme would have been Youth Voices Unlocked. So that was definitely dedicated to putting the importance on our young people and helping them to unlock their voice in various areas. We always, at the Division of Youth, are looking for ways to support young people where they're at, give them a platform, support them in their vision, their mission. And that's what our ministry is about. And I also want to give shout out to our minister, the Honorable Mario Boleg, who is always a big supporter as well of young people and looking for the next best thing for them to do.
Of course, and the people, shout out to Minister Boleg. He's been really big behind the scenes, but also in the front of the scenes as well. Because, you know, outside of the Ministry of Youth, he supports a lot of other youth focused programs. And yes. I could speak of one in particular, the Model United Nations Bahamas, mm-hmm. when I just mentioned it. He was like, yes, bring the young people here. I want to talk to them. Like he was excited. I was like, this is great. So he has the passion and enthusiasm for young people, as do the other folks inside the Division of Youth, because you work with a team. It's a few of you all there. It's
yes.
I think I've heard your director refer to you all as the small team that could, I think, right?
Yes. So the Division of Youth, when I joined back in about 2018, 2019, we were still a small team of probably about 20 persons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We kind of dropped to a little bit of 16, and now we're closer again back to 20 persons. And if you've ever been in our division, we are very energetic.
Very much so, and colorful.
Very energetic, very colorful, very lively. We call ourselves a family.
Oh.
And we perceive the same thing to our young people. We tell them that the Division of Youth is their home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, which it is, because you all house several programs. And I know that you handle some of those programs in addition to two of the initiatives, I think, that are announced publicly during National Youth Month. But tell mm-hmm. us a little bit more about those programs that you manage.
Okay, so I have been managing the Youth in Parliament program for the past few years. And what also makes this year exciting is that we have expanded the program to a two-year position.
Okay.
So that means young people who are selected will now have about a two-year term.
Okay, okay.
And that was something that we started establishing in 2024. We had our first national sitting youth parliament, mm-hmm. which was very historical for our country because we never really had one.
Right.
So now we're working on bringing out the importance of sitting youth parliament. What do mm-hmm. they do?
And like other territories too, I
yes.
think. Is it Trinidad, particularly Suriname? Mm-hmm. Oh, I am in admiration for what our folks in Suriname do. Like,
yes.
They're
this is a great opportunity for our young people, because now not are you only just going in the house and giving speeches on your opinions. Mm-hmm. You are now getting the training mm-hmm. in reference, more community building, mentorship building, diplomacy training. They're really diving into policy development, really putting the impact behind some of the work.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, so
I got a question, though.
Go.
You said 2 years, right?
Yes.
That sounds like, you know, it might be an opportunity for a by-election inside it, just in case, like, if the young person isn't able to serve, are you not going to be calling elections?
We do have it within the program clause. If there are young people who are not able to complete the full tenure, mm-hmm. you do have the opportunity to step down, and we'll have the opportunity for someone else to pick up the mantle if, you know, they're unable for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But what's also exciting about that, and I believe you were there last time,
mm-hmm.
correct me if I'm wrong, you know, in 2024 as well, we also had relaunched
right.
the National Youth Ambassador Program.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Big things, big things. Because we hadn't had, I think, the National Youth Ambassadors Corps mm-hmm. in several years.
Yeah. It was on a hiatus for mm-hmm. a good while, and we worked on relaunching it. And they were also relaunched with their two-year term as well.
Excellent. Oh, so
yes.
So this is the year of lots of appointments going on.
Lots of appointments and now reappointments.
Oh, okay.
So as we would have spoken about earlier this year, in February, we would have put out applications mm-hmm. for National Youth Ambassadors.
Right.
So at this time, we have finalized
okay.
those new ambassadors. So during this time, going into Youth Month, there's going to be a new cohort of youth ambassadors.
And they have to be installed and all that
yes.
good stuff, so we can't talk about it publicly just yet, because they have to get their letters of appointment,
yes.
just like the big people some do, because they also are the same type. Because what I love about the program is that the Division of Youth is not patronizing our young people. Mm-hmm. Y'all are empowering them to be able to do great things, and also mm-hmm. giving them the flexibility to create their portfolios.
Yes. And also we have to give homage to the young persons as well.
Yes.
Because we have some amazing young people in this country doing some great things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our former youth ambassadors, Dr. Cashay Hanna, she's finishing up, I believe, her final clinics.
Right.
You also had Joshua Cartwright,
yes.
mentioning him as well as a youth ambassador at large.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Amber Turner. Miss Sustainability herself.
Right.
Who served also as the dean of the Youth Ambassador Corps.
Right. And who's now, currently in New York.
Yes.
As an EOSIS fellow.
Yes.
There you go. There you go. So she has taken her climate change advocacy on an international level for the country.
Definitely.
Oh, this is amazing. And so you're leading the Ambassador's Corps as well as the Parliament?
Yes. So the Ambassador Corps is something that's recently been added to my portfolio.
Okay.
So I'm honored to really work with those young people. Beforehand, it would have been in the officer's hands of Mistress Rayette Spence.
Mm-hmm.
So I am definitely honored to lead that on in her stead as she has moved back to Grand Bahama and leading the division of youth over there and doing an amazing job.
Well, when I tell you, I know more about what would happen in on Grand Bahama with the young people over there. Rayette, you keep my phone live and direct.
It keeps blazing. She has it on lock.
Listen, I tell you, I know everything about the Grand Bahama Youth Awards. I know about all of the different volunteer initiatives. I'm like, I love it. I really do love it. No, it's incredible. And then I think there's also opportunities for Family Islanders to get involved through their respective offices with some of these programs and initiatives, but also with the upcoming National Youth Month activities, yes?
Yeah, so we do have officers who are on some islands, but do not let that discourage you. We do also have some island administrators who coordinate with our ministry and who are able to put on events. But we do have officers in Cat Island, Eleuthera, Exumanau, San Salvador, and we do have an officer on Long Island. So if you are on those islands and you know your officer, do reach out to them to find out what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
We also have officers in Andres and, of course, Grand Bahama. So do not be a stranger to them. Please introduce yourselves to them. They're very welcoming people. They know that you need. But for some of the very exciting events, so our launch is going to be happening on September 26th.
Okay, okay.
It's also going to be a collaboration with our program, Be Inspired. So we're going to be having a launch and pop-up.
That's the one where you can actually... Y'all have been going around to different family islands talking about different grants and opportunities that folks could start their own businesses, right? That's what that is?
Yeah, so everyone is probably familiar now with Miss Officer Kelly Brathway, who has been on a full-on island tour for Be Inspired.
Right.
So we are going to be hosting our launch and pop-up during that time. It's going to be at St. John's College.
Okay.
On September 26th.
I got to ask it on the inside or the outside? Because
on the inside.
Okay, okay, okay.
We're going to have some outside events, but most of the stuff is going to be on the inside. So you're going to be able to see some of the actual winners of the Be Inspired grant, what their businesses offer, as well as helping us bring in the new theme, colors, and official calendar for National Youth Month.
Okay, so that's the place to be. That's the day, the place, the time.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Saturday, the 26th of September.
And it's going to be in the afternoon, so we ain't getting too much of the heat.
I like that.
We're starting
like
at
that.
4.
So at y'all, 4 o'clock.
Y'all meet us there.
So that means I could go right after the show. I like that.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, I know that everything is hush-hush for right now, but what are some of the staple activities that usually happen during National Youth Month that you know are happening this year?
So we just talked about our launch and pop-up. Mm-hmm. The next staple would definitely be the National Youth March. People have been calling us for the date. If you did not hear, we are going to be having that on October 11th.
Okay, okay. That's right around the holiday.
Right around the holiday. Mm-hmm. So we have it that Sunday. You get that break on Monday to catch yourself.
Boy, I was just going to say, you need that break because you'd be marching, showing off my pride in whatever organization I'm a part of. And then this is for the little ones. This is for junior high, senior high,
all
primary school.
All of the organizations usually come out. Our scouts, our Girl Guides, JA, the Pathfinder Band, Builders. We have so much organizations that are part. It's too much to name.
Right. And so, there's also schools, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
We have schools now who are also definitely more involved and they sign up and register. So look out for the registration. Mm-hmm. That's going to be posted up soon as well on Division of Youth 242, our Facebook page. If you cannot find any information or you want to reach us directly, 502-0652 or 502-0738.
And that's the folks that are organizations or schools.
Organizations or schools.
All right. So that's the march.
That's the march.
What are some other things that are staples?
So, of course, we're also a staple this year, since we have our ambassadors coming in, they're going to have their installation.
Ooh.
We are looking to have that at the end of September. Date will be dropping soon.
Okay, so do you need to wear a three-piece? But it's by invitation only.
It's invitation only.
Oh, okay.
That will be invitation only.
But then we're going to find out who these young people are that are representing us. And we'll have certain portfolios. Mm-hmm. We didn't tell the people what all portfolios for our National Youth Ambassadors. What are they? Because you mentioned that Joshua Carter was an ambassador at large. But I think some of them are thematic, right? And organizational specific.
So some of the positions that we've had young people attached to the United Nations, the Commonwealth, CARICOM.
Okay.
This year, we are definitely happy to announce that we've also had a bit of a partnership with OAS.
Oh, yes. How lovely. For those of you who don't know, I'm a former National Youth Ambassador, and my portfolio was the Organization of American States.
There you go.
That's so lovely.
And so we have some who are ambassadors at large. Mm-hmm. So an ambassador at large would definitely be a young person who you might be doing more work at home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then it depends on their portfolio. Because,
right.
you know, we have young persons who are in the Family Islands. Mm-hmm. We have young persons. We have high school ambassadors as well.
I was just going to say, the high schoolers still there?
So the high school community have also involved in seeing how these young people can create impact in various areas. So that's what we've definitely been highlighting on. And we're going to have a whole countdown to their reveal.
Okay. So all right.
You have some awesome things coming.
I like that. Okay. So we have the ambassadors installation. We have the National Youth March. We have the launch.
And the pop-up.
And the pop-up with Be Inspired. So we want to take all cash money, most likely, so we can help support the youngins business. Because they could be out there showcasing. We want to support them on September 26th. Is it time?
September 26th. You got it.
Okay, got you. Now, are there any other events that you can talk to us about now?
Definitely. So we are going to have an opening of our sitting youth parliament this year.
Oh, y'all booking out Parliament Square.
Yes, ma'am. We are taking over Bay Street again.
No, for real? Like with the reading from the throne, speech being read, all that good stuff? Oh, wow. Yes.
We would have done this back in 2024.
Okay,
we're doing it again.
All right.
That's going to be October 16th this year. Of course, it's going to be invitation only, but we are streaming the event. So don't worry. You could watch it from the comfort of your home. You can still support your young people and get to see them give their contributions, watch the whole thing. Honestly, they are going to love it.
Okay, love that. So we're going to have the opening of Parliament, young people style. And then is that immediately followed by Youth in Parliament, or will that be a different day?
So what we will be doing is when they're doing the opening, we will have our young people, our parliamentarians, give one contribution this year.
Okay.
So they're hitting the ground running.
I love that. Whoever's representing Long Island, I want to know what you're saying. I'm coming, or I will tune in to hear you.
Please do tune in. You'll make sure, who knows, you may be there sitting with us.
Well, see, I might get an invitation. I got to see. I don't show up if I'm not invited. So that means, okay, we have youth parliament to add to that. And then, of course, there is an open invitation for youth organizations to submit to the Division of Youth what activities they may be having in honor of Youth Month, right?
Yes. So we have already met with our youth organizations. We have asked them if there are any events that they're having during the month. You are welcome to reach out to our office. Let us know that, hey, you would like the Youth Division to partner with you, or, hey, I would like this to be a staple on the Youth Month calendar.
I love that. You know, making sure that everybody's included.
Definitely, because this is not our Youth Month.
No.
It's not just the Division of Youth. This Youth Month belongs to our entire nation. So
right.
we want all of our organizations, our youth leaders, we want all of them to come out and show their support. Make sure your young people feel seen. And of course, National Youth Awards. So ladies and gentlemen.
How could we forget that one?
How could
right
we
there?
Forget the biggest one of all?
All the trophies and the things. We didn't forget it. We was waiting to keep it alive. Because that's when you see everybody coming out with their trophies. They dressed it in nines.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we must say the nominations are still open at this time until September 25th.
Okay.
So if you have not nominated, if you don't know anything about the Youth Awards and you're just hearing,
right.
do go on our Facebook page, Division of Youth 242. Hey, even send DeAndra a message asking, how can I get nominated?
We will post the share links on the page. I promise. It's actually on. You remember that WhatsApp channel I was telling you all about that I post everything on? It's there. It's been there.
Yes. So get your nominations in. We have young persons who can be in various categories, from education to religion to leadership, even
to arts,
youth organizations. Mm-hmm. And of course, we even have rising stars. They are little young ones who are under the ages of 15 and 16.
They'd be so adorable. Like, you're doing such great things
and such
you're
great
only
work
12.
At such young age.
One of them was 12 a couple of years ago. I was like, what do you mean that you got your school to raise this much money? How?
So I tell you, we have young persons out here who are doing such amazing things.
They are.
They are representing our country with pride, even nationally and internationally. I'd like to say our Prime Minister's Cup winner from last year, LaShante Sampson, she was one of our youth ambassadors, and she's now currently in Geneva studying, doing her master's.
Great. This is good stuff. I tell you, they bring you pride.
It brings us pride and joy when we just sit down and talk about just the young people that we have doing great things. Even some of the ones that I had in Youth Parliament, we had Pride in Wilton, who from a very young age had already established his own organization, which represents his constituency of Angleston. So he has been working with his young people there
for years. And he is still a young person,
and he is still going at it. So these are just examples. And I'm sure as they grow, they will mount up and do much more things.
Especially with the assistance and support of you, the folks and your programs there at the Division of Youth. You know, time flies when you're having fun. So as we wrap up, what do you want to tell the young people from your position as a youth officer, Division of Youth, within the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Youth and Sports? I got to keep saying it, youth and sports, because culture left us.
Yes, you're going to get it. But what I want to say is I encourage all the young people who are out there, if you have a passion, if you want to extend yourself, find out some industry does. Get yourself involved. We know we might not have the largest platform out there, but we're telling you where to find us. Facebook, Division of Youth 242. We even have a TikTok page. We even have an Instagram page, Division of Youth. So, and even if you come on down, we are located in the Ministry of Education building on Thompson Boulevard, ground floor, first door on the right-hand side.
You can't miss it.
Yeah.
It's literally colorful.
She could tell you.
When you walk through the doors.
Deandra basically lives there some days.
Some days. Like, come on. But no, there's just so much that the Division of Youth is doing, not only here in New Providence, but throughout our islands for our young people. And you've been doing it for decades, ever since the establishment, and you keep evolving with the needs of our young people. So we want to thank you for all that you all do on a regular basis. I don't know where you all get the energy from. I really don't.
We get it from the young people.
Yeah.
Honestly, youth work, I always tell people it's hard work. And some days it's thankless work. Mm-hmm. But when you meet young people who've done our program, sometimes Fresh Start, Job Ready, the Youth Leader Certification Program, some of these things may sound familiar. When you meet a young person who you've met 5 years ago and they have changed their life, they have elevated, they have said, man, y'all gave me an opportunity and I'm so grateful and I thank y'all for the things that y'all have done. Listen, it warms your heart in a different kind of way.
Right. It makes up for all of those sleepless nights.
It does.
Because y'all coming up right now on National Youth Month, y'all ain't got no rest.
None. I have some work to do when I leave from here now. But.
And this is after having a very full summer with the summer camps, the summer programs and whatnot. Y'all don't stop.
We really don't. So I guess you could say we are the little train that could.
There you go.
We get it done.
All righty. Well, just before we close, just name off the programs at the Division of Youth that folks can look into again.
No problem. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we are coming down into Youth Month, I definitely advise right now we have the National Youth Awards application that's still open till September 25th. So nominate. In spring, we will usually have our programs coming out. That would be Job Ready for young persons who are about 17 to 18, just out of high school, looking for soft skills for employment. We have the Fresh Start program that goes from about 18 to 25. And we also have the Youth Leader Certification Program. So if you are someone who likes to assist with young people, you've been helping young people for years, you have a youth organization, you should be a part of that program. So sign up. That's the only program that is 18 and plus. Mm-hmm. I like to say from 18 to 100.
There you go. It's helpful all around. No, y'all are doing a lot. And again, we appreciate everything. And ladies and gentlemen, the Ministry of Youth and Sports is very active. And the Division of Youth, they do not stop. So please avail yourself. Make yourself available for all of the different initiatives and programs that they have to benefit your young people. Let us support them. Let us give them the systems and persons and resources that they can use to become better, to improve, to grow, and to flourish. Again, Lauren Ashley Hasty, Youth Officer within the Division of Youth, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come sit with us today to talk a little bit about what's happening next month for Youth Month, but also for what you do and what the division does. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. And don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back.
Yeah, listen, she done tell me, say after they publicly announce who our National Youth Ambassadors are, they're coming on the show so that we can learn a little bit more about who they are and what they will be doing, because these are the young people who are going to represent us in country and outside of country.
And of course, I'm bringing my colleagues so they can talk a little bit more about Youth Month.
Yes.
And what y'all are missing. We need everybody involved.
Yes, we need to see. And y'all, hey, listen, when these youngins hit the roof for the National Youth March, y'all got to go and support them, man.
Come on, man.
Go and support them. You got to, young people may not say it out loud all the time, but they really want your support, however that may be. All right. And sometimes it ain't just about the money. It's just about your presence. Mm-hmm. You never know where your talents can assist young people. Look into volunteering. And I'm sure if you tell the Division of Youth that you want to help out, they're going to for you to do. All right. So check them out. So we're going to head to a break. Don't leave me. Right after the break, we're going to be talking with a group that is making sure that little girls, our young girls, have access to the world of aviation. Starting in Radio 96.9, this is DeAndre, and I'll be right back.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons?
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
kill. I guess it's on my phone. New names and numbers that I don't know. Address to places like I've been rotating tonight. Not tense to whatever we want.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright. Thank you so much for staying with me. And thank you again to Lauren Ashley Hasty of the Division of Youth, who was just on to talk to us about what's happening next month, which is National Youth Month, as well as the programs that she assists with, which is the National Youth Parliament and the National Youth Ambassadors Corps. And we're looking forward to having them come back on the show to tell us a little bit more about the activities after they launch it, because they have a big launch happening on this 26th of September. So we'll find out all of the different activities that they're going to have for the entire month of October. So let's try to support our young people. We always talking about how the youngins going down a different road and a bad path, but what are we doing to support them? So let's try support wherever we could. And for those of you who are doing it, especially on a regular basis, I applaud you. Thank you for all that you do for our young people. Now, we're on a roll today talking about our young people and who is out there doing good stuff for our youngins. I saw this thing online on Facebook, and I'd be on social media from time to time, and I was like, this sounds super cool, but I can't remember ever hearing about it. There's a 12th annual Girls in Aviation Day that's coming up, and it's put on by the Women in Aviation Bahamas chapter. So y'all know my Long Island people. They got an aviation program up home, so I'd be watching these things. I like to hear more about it, but I love when we involve more girls in these things. And so I was like, please, will y'all come on to my show so we could talk to people about what y'all doing? And yes. So joining me in studio right now is Miss Monique Knowles, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about herself, a little bit more about the chapter, and then why did they decide to have a Girls in Aviation Day? And it's going on 12 years. And then I think we could help them out. But yes, Miss Monique, thank you for the happy hour. We're happy to have you.
Thank you for having us. I'm very excited to be here and to give a little bit more information to the public about the chapter and about the upcoming event of Girls in Aviation Day. I guess let me answer your first question without you asking the first question. It is the 12th annual anniversary of the event. Mm-hmm. However, the Bahamas chapter is now officially a year old. And okay. So what I guess let me give a little backstory. Women in Aviation is an international organization founded in the United States.
Okay.
And over the last 30 years, they have expanded into over 180 countries.
Wow.
And so earlier part of last year, whilst I was looking for scholarship opportunities, mm-hmm. I discovered the organization and was eager to be a part of it because I currently work in aviation and I'm studying aviation at Hampton University.
Okay.
Completing a degree I started some 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so
delay but not deny. Y'all heard that? Ooh, it's a word.
So in my search for scholarship and looking, I call it for myself, I found this tremendous opportunity and it became more about the country and how the country could benefit there.
Right.
Once you went onto the website, wai.org, for those that want to learn more about the organization,
right.
I noticed all of the countries and I searched and I searched and every last, no Bahamas. And I was like, what is happening here? Why the Bahamas have a chapter with our close proximity to the United States, our reliance on aviation? Mm-hmm. We just need a chapter.
And with so many female pilots that are out there, shout out to my cousins, Captains Richie.
I love it. And so I started on this journey liaising with the headquarters in the United States to find out how I can get the Bahamas involved with the chapter. Found another group of ladies within aviation, various sectors, that was interested in helping me form a chapter. And so the six of us formed it. So we got our official chapter license.
Okay.
This is September. Yes. So we got it at the beginning of September. And so while we were operating provisionally, the official license means now we are an official chapter. And so whilst Girls in Aviation Day, it's the 12th version of it. The Bahamas will host the second version of it because we hosted it last year, September, at the Jet Nassau Hangar. Shout out to our venue sponsor for the second year in a row, Jet Nassau, which is a fixed base operator here in New Providence on Coral Harbor Road. And so we're excited to host what will be our second event. Okay. And so for those that are like you who never heard of it, it's practically because the Bahamas chapter is brand new and this event will be new. And if we can continue the efforts of the chapter, then I hope that in the next couple of years, we'll be celebrating our version of 16 and 20 and 50 years of the event.
And y'all hit the ground running. Y'all just show up. And then y'all are doing all of this already and ensuring that it gets to its 12th year. So what exactly happens on the day? But before I get there, I have to also shout out to Jet Nassau and all. You know, they've been doing such a fabulous job in supporting our young folks getting into aviation. And I have to put this out there. I did mention at the beginning that Long Island has an aviation program that's run by some of our expats that live there, our second home owners. And we had two young fellows last year who were in their first year of flight school.
Right.
And Jet Nassau was able to facilitate a visit. They landed, they came there and everything. And I brought in all of the media. I was like, y'all need to see. It's two young men who have started. They've gotten their first flight license and things like that.
Great.
I was like, this is incredible. And Jet Nassau just did such a fabulous job of hosting us and letting us do all of that there. And then they were able to show us the plane and everything. I was like, okay. This is positivity. This is wonderful. And if you want to see those interviews, those are on the Long Islanders Association Facebook page. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, anything coming out of the Family Islands, especially Long Island, like you, I am a descendant of the Long Island blood. And to see, like you said, the youth aviation program down there, it is inspiring because this is what we need. These children are our future. The aviation, our archipelago, depend on it, our lifeline and tourism. No planes, no tourists. And that's just the bottom line. And so we need to develop it.
We do. And persons like Mr. John Boone, who leads that, as well as Mr. Shea, who supports from NGM Major High School.
Nice.
Folks like them help us to get our children where they would like to go. Mm-hmm. I think we just added, I think maybe it's another two students that went off to Embry-Riddle. I'm like, this is incredible. Like every year, every 2 years, you're seeing not just one, but two or more of our young people getting into flight school and completing their bachelor's degree in aviation technology. And I'm like, if they didn't have the program, they would not have had the opportunity. And it's about offering the opportunity to our young people, which is why I love the idea of the girls in aviation. So I was like, I need y'all to tell people, what in the world is it?
We talk about full circles. Women in Aviation was actually established 30 years ago at Embry-Riddle in Arizona.
Wow.
When a group of ladies met together as a conference and decided they could do more. And they started this tremendous organization. They have over 30,000 members in over 180 countries. And I'm happy to even announce now, in 2026, the Bahamas has finally taken its place within this organization. And I hope to bring opportunities, international opportunities to the children. Girls in Aviation Day, we have a tremendous amount of activities planned. It's Saturday, September 19th at the Jet Nassau Hangar between 10 and 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. You have to register. And so if you go on our Facebook page, Women in Aviation, the Bahamas Chapter, or our website, WAIBahamasChapter.org, you can find the information and the registration. I think as of this morning's count, we probably have about 50 spots left. It's designed for girls and boys between the ages of 8 and 18 with an interest in aviation. And we have a tremendous lineup. We have our Nassau Airport Development and Nassau Flight Services and the Gaming Board Corporate Initiative came on as gold sponsors, and so we were able to do it a little bit bigger than we did last year, and so we're very excited.
Y'all hear that? Shout out to the sponsors, for making sure you could have more young people participate.
And so then we have our educational partners like Future Engineers Club, along with a group that's coming in to do a STEM and robotic and AI in aviation. So this is going to be a first for them and for us.
Oh, wow.
And so they're going to have three STEM tables, and we're also having other STEM tables where the kids can put together aviation puzzles and have that as a take-home, doing things like clouds in a bottle and learning about the physics behind that, doing the Bahamas, I call it flight plan scavenger hunt, where they learn about the VFR charts and learning the math behind manually.
What is a VFR chart? You got to break this down for me.
That's the chart. Well, I guess old school pilots would know about it this day and age. I'm sure there's some newer technology, but that's how you plot your flight plan and how you can go from Miami to Florida.
Okay,
and,
okay.
all the dynamics behind that.
Nice, and so I learned something new today.
Yeah, and then we have other partners, and our biggest thing this year was our special guest. We reached out to the U.S. Embassy, as WAI is a U.S.-based organization. They put us in touch with the Rhode Island, Rhode Island Partnership Program with the Bahamas.
Right.
And so they had sponsored two of their representatives to come down from the Rhode Island National Guard. One is an air pilot, and the other one is a... she has another position in aviation, but they'll be our special guest coming to show, I guess, the international opportunities and the opportunities outside of not just the Bahamas, but how the aviation ties into the rest of the world.
Nice.
And then we have things like companies and organizations like Civil Aviation, the Bahamas Police Force and the Air Wing Division, the Bahamas Defense Force and the Air Wing Division.
You know, a lot of persons don't know that the Defense Force and the Police Force have got planes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the police will have their plane as our static display, so the girls will get to go on the plane and see the operations of the actual aircraft. We have United Airlines coming on as a partner to help and facilitate the international level of the airlines and the careers and the opportunities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have Blue Angels Flight School, so we talk about the simulators.
You mean the Blue Angels?
Yes, the Blue Angels simulators.
Right.
You know, they're coming on board to provide simulated type training for those who participate.
Okay, okay.
Can
so they're going to have the exposure to a flight simulator.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then NASA Flight Services, they are one of our gold sponsors. They're coming on to provide and show the girls the different careers and the different operations within NASA Flight Services. And so when we promise, we want to get past just pilots, past just flight attendants, and explore all of the roles that make up the aviation entity and ecosystem. And so that's our mandate, our goal, to show that, you know, there's more to flying than just the pilots and the flight attendants. It's intricate, and women can hold each position straight to the top position. So we're hoping that day it'll expose those, and those who have an interest will say, okay, well, let me see how I can get more training. Let me see how I can develop.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so we, as the mentors in the program, can start to take the youth that are interested and encourage them and guide them in the field and help fund scholarship opportunities and training opportunities, because, you know, to get the specialized training isn't cheap.
No,
and
definitely
so,
not.
Yeah, yeah. So we need to get some more sponsors, some more awareness. And I think right now our biggest goal is the awareness, to get more members involved, those in the aviation community that have a little bit of time, because this is a labor of love. You know, we all do this. It's a nonprofit and we don't be paid. And so, you know, every time you give, it's something priceless, because you're teaching somebody who's the next generation who can carry on, I hope, the legacy of aviation in the Bahamas.
Listen, that you just said so much. Like, I'm trying to figure out, how are you going to fit this all into 4 hours? Like, just 4 hours, and you named off at least 10 entities that are going to be out there to make sure that our young people have access to this information.
I think I have it down packed with the board in terms of how we're going to rotate it. But, you know, it's kind of going to be almost, I call it like a college fair, where it's a free flow, where you go to the different tables, but you're not to one table for more than like 10 or 15 minutes to kind of guide the process along.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be much to see. Last year, I mean, I woke up, the day started, and before I knew it, the day was over, and I was like, did we have the day? Like, it just went by so quickly.
Yeah, but time flies when you're having fun, you know.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so this year, I'm super excited. I guess a little bit nervous too, but I would encourage everybody to, if you're not already registered, get registered, because we only had, like I said, about 50, I think, or 60 spots left for participants. And I would encourage anybody in the aviation industry, if you would like to volunteer or come out and support, or just to see, you know, what the organization is about, please, this will be an event not to miss. And you can come out and get some more information, like I say, on our Facebook page or our website. And I think, September 19th.
There you go. Now, there's one thing we didn't talk about, because I sound like a lot of things y'all doing. And we didn't know if it was free or if it was a charge for the attendees. So I think we got to mention that.
No. Sorry. It is free for all of the participants. And so
that deserves a pause. All of them things that Ms. Knowles just tell us about that you'll have exposure to. Flight simulator, static airplanes, so you could see how the plane look. You're going to be hearing from persons from the Rhode Island Partnership. You're going to be hearing from folks from the Defense Force, the Police Force, but also from United Airlines and quite a few other folks, and it's for free. It is for free. They're putting this together to give your children more exposure, to give your children the doors of opportunity within this industry that is not just limited to pilots and your flight attendants and whatnot. We're talking aircraft controllers. You're talking about the flight inspectors. You're talking about air traffic controllers. You're talking about people in the flight decks and all of that stuff. It's a whole lot of careers that come within this industry. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to hear from almost all of them. Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a team coming in from Freeport with the
There's future, even more?
Yeah, with the Future Engineers group. They're the STEM group that's going to be displaying the robotics and the avionics. I won't go into too much detail of what they have planned at their three tables.
But right. Three tables.
Yeah, you have to come out to see.
Three tables.
Yes. I'll be right there along with the kids learning this because I'm so intrigued on how they're taking AI and robotics and tying it into aviation. So I'm excited to learn about that. But they are bringing five of their team members from Freeport. And ultimately, the Bahamas is not just Nassau. The Bahamas is the family islands. We talk about Long Island. Mm-hmm. And so my goal is if we can get enough sponsorship, hint, hint, corporate Bahamas sponsorship, I'd like to see if we can host a Girls in Aviation Day in the various islands.
Yes.
Start with one island, and even if we do two or three worldwide, Girls in Aviation Day is held on one day. But the way it works with the international organization, you can host it at any time between September 19th and October 4th.
So you have a window.
Yeah, our motto in Women in Aviation Unlimited. Well, in the Bahamas, I want us to be unlimited. If we have a Girls in Aviation Day, even two or three in a family island next year, I think I would meet my goal personally.
Right.
And we could start small and then get it and build it up. And then let's say in year two, let's island up, go on every other Saturday, and we host it for the girls and the boys in the islands to get that exposure.
Yes.
So everything isn't just Nassau-centric because there are a lot of brilliant minds throughout the breadth of this country.
That's what I keep preaching. I preach that every time I get on. Y'all put a mic in front of my face. So, family islands, what are we doing to involve them, especially Long Island? but I also want to know, with a lot of these presentations that are going to be happening, are they going to be recorded for persons who may not be able to attend or may not be able to physically access the premises, whether they're here or on a different island or might have physical disabilities?
Well, we have a photographer on hand who will document videography and photography. And maybe that could be a goal for next year, that we could live stream so maybe people can come on and see it live as it's happening.
Right.
But for the most part, all of the videos and the presentations will be posted on our Facebook page afterwards and on our website. And then WAI.org will also take a package of information from us and then post on the international website and the international page. So last year, even though we did it in the span of a week and we had a successful event and we even got a proclamation from Prime Minister Davis declaring Girls in Aviation Day last year, that we were able to have a successful first event and we only want to get bigger and better from each event going forward.
I like that. There's areas of improvement wherever. That is great. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I can let you be here and not tell us in a nutshell. What interested you in aviation? How did you get here?
A lot of people ask me that. My grandfather worked in the airlines his whole life. And of course, when I was born, he resided in Florida. And he would always come home to the Bahamas, gather up all of the grandkids and take us back to Florida with him for the summers and the Christmases. Mm-hmm. And then just seeing him around the airport, in my mind, you know, growing up, was always the most fabulous, most glamorous job in the world. And I was like, I have to be in aviation. I just have to be. And so when it came to high school and careers, I started to look into it and decided, yes, I wanted to pursue my career in aviation. So I enrolled in Hampton and started that back in the late 90s. Was unable to finish because of personal challenges. And in 2018, I got the opportunity to resume my studies at Hampton because they offered an online program. So that's how I got started back again. And then I found this opportunity, and it just seemed like, you know, the sky is unlimited. And so, you know, we're getting ready to see a whole aerospace program start at UB.
That was incredible.
I only could dream of, and to see it happening now in my lifetime, I can reach it, I can touch it. You know, it is a very good feeling. But that was my personal story, which is why I want to encourage girls, even from the ages of 8, 18, because they may have never thought of it, but, you know, coming in and seeing somebody, seeing the career, seeing all of the opportunities, it may trigger something in their mind where they want to be the future pilot. They might want to be the next director of civil aviation, who, by the way, is a woman. And period. So, you know, you just have to put it out there that, mm-hmm. you know, we believe if you can see it, you can be it.
See, there you go. And you are providing that opportunity to our young people. And you said it's also open to boys to attend. Is it the same ages?
We have 8 to 18, and I have a lot of UB students actually interested in coming and registering. But I guess it's because now UB is trying to develop an aviation program. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, the more the merrier, come on.
You know, I love that.
I'm not limiting it to just 18, because I tell people it's a networking.
Yes.
In order for us to build the aviation community, is over 5,000 aviation professionals. We need everybody, like every single one.
There you go. I have a particular UB student in mind.
Okay.
That I will make sure is there.
And then these are the next generation who can teach even the younger ones. So I need them. I need them to learn from us older ones.
Right.
I could do older in quotations.
Right, because you're only as young as you feel.
Yeah. And so they can help train and, you know, bring up the next generation. So, yeah, I would encourage anybody with an interest, please do reach out. Please do attend. And if you're unable to attend, still, you know, check out the chapter. We're looking to increase our membership, you know, but that'll be a focus after Girls in Aviation Day. But if you're interested, there's a lot of information on the site on how to become a member. And we always say bring one, and so I need you to bring one, and then the person you brought to bring one, and before I know it, I'll have everybody involved, even if it isn't as an active member, just who's willing to make a difference and make a difference in the industry in this country.
There you go. And of course, you can't get any of this done if you don't have access, if you don't have resources. So if folks listening or watching want to contribute, whether that's through time, resources, funds, how can they do so?
Well, they can reach out, like I said, through the website, or send me an email on the info@waibahamaschapter.org, or the number on the site, 242-558-0573. And I will be happy to share all of the information, or to see what synergy or energy you can provide or bring. And like I say, this is a group team effort. It's a national effort. And so let me give a shout out to the Department of Aviation. They were our primary sponsor last year. And so they gave us our foundation. Thank you, Dr. Roma, for all your support and assistance. And we're looking forward to working again with the government of the Bahamas and increasing their capacity to enhance the human capital. We have 14 airports under construction. We need to get people certified and educated and ready to
land those airports.
Yeah. Go big or go home, and only in the Bahamas.
I love that. I cannot wait for that airport in Dedmonski, Long Island, to be finished with its lit up runways, so that I can catch a flight home, no matter rain or shine, dark or light. No, man, I'd be jealous of the family islands. I know I say that on the morning blend from time to time. I'd be jealous bad. Well, you know, of the other islands who actually got light on their runway.
I tell people all the time, I don't even need an airport to get to Long Island. I'll go there and stand up by the tent. I just want to go. So, you know, wherever the plane going or wherever the boat going, I want to go. So I am with you.
It's no place like home. And another thing, a part of this is also equipping our future generations so that they can bring back the life, the energy into our islands by making travel easier. If we had more folks in the aviation industry, you have more voices to say what needs to happen, how it can happen, how could they contribute. And a part of that is helping our young ones from when they are at that age to make that difference in their career trajectories. So you can reach out to the folks at the Bahamas branch of the Women in Aviation Organization to see how you can be a part of their 12th annual Girls in Aviation Day that is not only just for girls, but for young men too. Now, one more time, how could I register?
You can go on the Facebook page. There is a link right with the flyer, and it'll direct you to the form. Or you can call 242-558-0573, and I can assist you with the whole process. Or you can email or request information at info@waibahamaschapter.org. And I guess if you can't remember that, because I'm speaking fast and we're on the radio, all y'all like to search in Google, search just Women in Aviation, the Bahamas chapter, and I'm sure something will pop up somewhere to redirect you to where you can find us. And we look forward to having you and meeting all of you. And we thank you, Ms. Cartwright, for having us here on the show. And, you know, I guess our efforts wouldn't be as successful if we didn't have the media and the public broadcasting systems to, you know, put it out there. And so I thank you.
No, thank you for coming on. I'm pleased to always give the platform, to share this platform with those persons in our community making a difference, especially those that are trying to help our young people.
Right.
Again, like I said earlier in the show, our youth are not just the future, they are our present. So how are we helping them? And cheers to you and your group for what you are doing to increase their enthusiasm and access to careers in aviation. This is a beautiful thing that y'all are doing. Thank you. I hope the rest of the media houses or those listening, go onto the Facebook page, share the thing. Because everybody, technically we all in media, you know. Y'all can share everything y'all want on social media. So share the good stuff too.
Right,
you
know,
they could do it. I ain't rowing you. I just saying that just so quick we could share something we ain't supposed to be sharing. We can share good things too. And make sure the people who need to get help get the help.
I love it.
Yes. But thank you again to Ms. Monique Knowles of the Women in Aviation Bahamas chapter and their 12th annual Girls in Aviation Day that is happening on September 19. Is still opportunity to register. Check out their Facebook page. Get the link. We'll share it also on our page so that that young fellow, that young girl in your life, and they are accepting the UB students, to go out and learn more about what exists for them in the world of aviation. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day and a wonderful weekend, and make be the change that you want to see in the world, as Gandhi said. Let's bring more positivity to our lives and to those around us.
All right.